Test 75, Section 3, Question 17. Here we're looking for an assumption, and this one is a little bit of a tricky one. You have to be careful. So it says, rocket engines are most effective when exhaust gases escape from their nozzle at the same pressure as the surroundings. So they're most effective when the exhaust escapes at the same pressure. At low altitudes, where pressure is high, this effect is best produced by short nozzle. Low altitudes, best with a short nozzle. But when the rocket passes through the thin upper atmosphere, a long nozzle becomes more effective. Okay, so long nozzle is more effective. Thus, to work most effectively throughout their ascents, all rockets must have both short and long nozzles on their engines. So in order to work effectively throughout, most effectively, they have to have both. Now, this is assuming that all rockets are going to need to go through both low altitudes and upper atmosphere. So that's kind of our assumption here, because if you had something that just stayed in low altitudes, you wouldn't really need the long nozzle. You could just get away with the short one. So that's what I would be looking for. Now, A says, equipping a rocket's engine with both short and long is not sufficiently more difficult. We don't have to assume anything about the difficulty level, just about the effect. At some point during their ascents, all rockets will pass through the thin upper atmosphere. Even though this seems really strong, that matches our conclusion strength, because all rockets must have both is really strong. And so B is the assumption, and I would take it and go, but especially because if you make that false, not all rockets will pass through the upper atmosphere, that destroys the conclusion that all of them need a long nozzle. See, a rocket with only short cannot reach high altitudes. No, we don't have to assume it can't reach it, it just is less effective there. For a rocket to work effectively, its engine's exhaust gas must leave the nozzles at the same pressure as the surrounding. It's not effectively, it's most effectively that we have to assume something about. And then for a rocket to work most effectively at both low and high, it must have at least one engine that has both a short nozzle and a long nozzle. Now, while this seems like it should be the right answer, it doesn't have to be the one engine that has both. It's just saying they must have long and short nozzles on their engines. It is possible that it would be on two different engines, one with a short, one with a long, and that's why answer choice E isn't quite right, even though it's very close. So therefore, B is our correct answer.